You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Follow us on social media at CJSF on Twitter, on Facebook and Instagram at CJSF Radio. Listen to old episodes and special programming on our SoundCloud at CJSF 90.1. Diverse, independent, and yours.
Glad to have you with me. Over the next hour, we're going to have a special blend of roots music and the odd tidbit of information that may have you asking, is it fruit, a berry, or simply a juicy little nugget? Welcome to Roots and Berries here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territories of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh peoples. My name's Robin, and we heard, starting off the show there, from Dan Frechette and Laurel Thompson, a track called Little Bird, which was actually a holdover from last week's program. It was on my playlist and didn't get played, and so I thought that I would just dish that up today. And interestingly, it has kind of a different flavor than a lot of the show does. For today's playlist, and that's okay. We're gonna hear a bunch of new music, as well as some older stuff. A real mixed bag, but kind of bluegrassy today. Starting us off, this next set is an old-time country and bluegrass duo from Montreal called Veranda. Their album is en français, and the EP is entitled Yodel Bleu. And we're going to hear the track Si J'avais des ailes here on Roots and Berries.
Si j'avais des ailes, si je pouvais partir, je m'en irais, c'est sûr, pour ne plus revenir. Je m'en irais, c'est sûr, pour ne plus revenir. Si j'avais des ailes, je serais partie. Allongé. À ce moment, elle savait que sa journée venait de finir. Quand elle se disait tout bas, j'en ai assez. C'est d'avoir pas le sourire, d'avoir la chienne de m'en aller, d'avoir envie de tout lui dire, mais de pas pouvoir le confronter. Je sais que je suis pas plus forte que lui, je sais que je pourrais y rester, mais au moins ça, ce serait moins pire que d'être. Comme les autres, l'appel à l'aide d'une mère. Son époux rentra une nuit pris d'une fièvre immonde. Il s'effondra, le teint livide, sans faire un son. Ce soir-là, pour la première fois, elle ne versa aucune larme. Et bien que seule, dans un lit froid, elle avait retrouvé son âme. Elle savait que ses larmes ne seraient plus teintées de drame. Elle pourrait respirer enfin. Si j'avais des ailes, si je pouvais partir, j'en irais, c'est sûr, pour ne plus revenir. J'en irais, c'est sûr, pour ne plus revenir. Si j'avais des ailes, je serais parti. Sur la ville, lâchait ses milliers de plumes au vent pour les commères les plus vils. Le mot se passa rapidement que la veuve au bout du rang n'avait jamais fini d'envoûter les insouciants. Et plus ça parlait au village, plus elle se moquait des envieux. Le venin des langues les plus sales faisait cacatiser son feu. Fallait la voir vivre ses 20 ans, elle n'avait l'air que d'une enfant. Années.
Si j'avais des ailes, si je pouvais partir, je m'en irais, c'est sûr, pour ne plus revenir. Je m'en irais, c'est sûr, pour ne plus revenir. Si j'avais des ailes, je partirais. Je m'en irais, c'est sûr, pour ne plus revenir.
Thank you. standing on a corner with a bucket in my hand. Cause I got me a woman, she ain't got no man. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer.
Well, I went up on the mountain, looked down to the sea. I seen the crabs and the fishes doing the bebop beat. Well, my bucket's got a
the Brothers Comatose from their album Ear Snacks, which I think is just such a delightful album name. The song My Bucket's Got a Hole in It. And if you are new to the Brothers Comatose, you'll know that, or if you're new to it, you might not know that their music sort of spans renderings of traditional bluegrass, but also like swing and some jazz and some more straight ahead kind of honky tonk country. They really touch on a bunch of different sort of genres within the roots field. And this particular album, Ear Snacks, is a fine example of what they do. You know, some fans have said how they're so masterful at collaborations with other artists who, you know, have a particular flair for, you know, a certain singing style or a certain delivery. And they really do it up. So the Brothers Comatose, Ear Snacks. Before that, we heard a track called Smoky Mountain Railroad from a Norwegian band called the Haiti Bluegrass Orchestra. They're a 9-piece outfit, and I love how they managed to, you know, fit a bunch of brass in there and some drums and, you know, give it a little bit of a Balkan sound even within the bluegrass context, and, you know, how some artists are playing outside the field of, you know, what is considered quote unquote traditional in that vein. You're listening to Roots and Berries here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are your campus-based community access radio station, which means that all of the programming here is made by volunteers directly from the campus and the community, and that, you know, we can bring you shows like this, like Roots and Berries, that sounds probably remarkably different than anything else on your radio dial. At least I hope it does. That's kind of our mandate, to, you know, bring you live and local, as well as some underrepresented genres, underrepresented voices in more well-known genres, but to sort of highlight a bigger spectrum of the music scene and what's happening out there in the music world. So that's where I fit in to the schedule. My name's Robin, and I am here Fridays from noon to one with music that sounds like we've been listening to, and then some on either side. We're going to hear next up from a woman, and it's interesting how I came to her. Her name is Sarah Pinkser, and back in the late winter, because I feel we're in the spring season now, right? With the crocuses blooming and all. Back in the winter, I came down with COVID and couldn't do anything but lay flat on my back. And afterwards, when I was able to get out on my first walk, I happened upon the community library and picked up a new book, because all of a sudden I had the energy to read again. And the book that I picked up was called A Song for a New Day by this new author, Sarah Pinkser. And the book itself sort of chronicled the life of a musician in the future, or a musician in a future where pandemics and terrorism had made public events such as concerts illegal. And so it felt kind of timely, but it also had on the cover this very sort of musically punk rock visual image. And so I was drawn to it. And when I looked up Sarah Pinkser, from what her bio said, that she was actually a musician herself, I was so pleasantly surprised that that, you know, some of her music falls into the category that that fits on the show. And so we're going to hear one of her tracks from an album called Something to Hold. This is Water Wings. Swim and re-swim.
Rivers up and I can't get across.